Chapter 10. Thomas was still groggy from sleep. The dreams he'd had, the memories of his childhood, clouded his mind. He almost didn't catch what the man had said.
"Like hell you are," Newt responded.
He was out of his bed, fists clenched at his sides, glaring at Jansen. Thomas couldn't remember ever seeing such fire in his friend's eyes. And then the full force of the rat man's words snapped Thomas out of his fog. He swung his legs around to the floor.
"You told us we didn't have to."
"I'm afraid we don't have much of a choice," Jansen replied. "The time for lies is over. Nothing's going to work with you three still in the dark. I'm sorry. We need to do this. Newt, of everyone, you will benefit the most from a cure, after all."
"I don't care about myself anymore," Newt responded in a low growl.
Thomas's instincts took over then. He knew that this was the moment he'd been waiting for. It was the final straw. Thomas watched Jansen carefully. The man's face softened, and he took a deep breath, as if he sensed the growing danger in the room and wanted to neutralize it.
"Look, Newt, Minho, Thomas. I understand how you must feel. You've seen some awful things, but the worst part is over. We can't change the past, can't take back what has happened to you and your friends. But wouldn't it be a waste to not complete the blueprint at this point?"
"Can't take back," Newt shouted. "That's all you have to say."
"Watch yourself," one of the guards warned, pointing a launcher at Newt's chest. The room fell silent. Thomas had never seen Newt like this, so angry, so unwilling to put on a calm front even. Jansen continued.
"We're running out of time. Now let's go, or we'll have a repeat of yesterday. My guards are willing, I assure you."
Minho jumped down from the bunk above Newt's.
"He's right," he said matter-of-factly. "If we can save you, Newt, and who knows how many others, we'd be shuck idiots to stay in this room a second longer."
Minho shot Thomas a glance and nodded toward the door.
"Come on, let's go."
He walked past Ratman and the guards into the hallway without looking back. Jansen raised his eyebrows at Thomas, who was struggling to hide his surprise. Minho's announcement was so strange, he had to have some sort of plan. Pretending to go along with things would buy them time. Thomas turned away from the guards and Ratman and gave Newt a quick wink that only he could see.
"Let's just listen to what they want us to do."
He tried to sound casual, sincere, but it was one of the hardest things he'd done yet.
"I worked for these people before the maze. I couldn't have been totally wrong, right?"
"Oh, please."
Newt rolled his eyes, but he moved toward the door, and Thomas smiled inwardly at his small victory.
"You'll all be heroes when this is over," Jansen said as Thomas followed Newt out of the room.
"Oh, shut up," Thomas replied.
Thomas and his friends followed the Ratman down the maze-like corridors once again. As they walked, Jansen narrated the journey as if he were a tour guide. He explained that the facility didn't have many windows because of the often fierce weather outside and the attacks from roaming gangs of infected people. He mentioned the severe rainstorm the night the gladers had been taken from the maze and how the group of cranks had broken through the outer perimeter to watch them board the bus. Thomas remembered that night all too well. He could still feel the bump of the tires running over the woman who'd accosted him before he boarded the bus, how the driver didn't even slow down. He could hardly believe that had happened only weeks ago. It felt like it had been years.
"I really wish you'd just shut your mouth," Newt finally spat.
And the rat man did, but he never wiped the slight grin off his face. When they reached the area they'd been in the day before, the rat man stopped and turned to address them.
"I hope you will all cooperate today. I'm expecting nothing less."
"Where is everybody else?" Thomas asked.
"The other subjects have been recovering."
Before he could finish, Newt had pounced, grabbing the rat man by the lapels of his white suit coat and slamming him against the nearest door.
"Call them subjects again and I'll break your bloody neck."
Two guards were on Newt in an instant. They pulled him away from Jansen and threw him to the floor, aiming their launchers at his face.
"Wait!"
Jansen yelled.
"Wait.
He composed himself and straightened his wrinkled shirt and jacket.
Don't disable him. Let's just get this over with.
Newt slowly got to his feet, arms raised.
Don't call us subjects. We're not mice trying to find the cheese.
And tell your shuck friends to calm down. I wasn't gonna hurt you. Much.
His eyes fell on Thomas, questioning.
Wicked is good.
For some inexplicable reason, those words popped into Thomas's mind. It was almost as if his former self, the one who'd believed that Wicked's objective was worth any depraved action, was trying to convince him that it was true, that no matter how horrible it seemed, they must do whatever it took to find a cure for the flare. But something was different now. He couldn't understand who he'd been before, how he could have thought any of this was okay. He'd changed forever. But he had to give them the old Thomas one last time.
Newt, Minho, he said quietly before the Ratman could speak again. I think he's right. I think it's time we did what we're supposed to do. We all agreed to it just last night.
Minho broke into a nervous smile. Newt's hands balled into fists. It was now or never.